Kestrel felt fierce pity for the young badger well up in him. He hopped up onto the strong, dark furred shoulder and cried out,
"Cree! Your name I don't know, but I know you're a great warrior. Slay five and injure many, like a lightning bolt. There's none so quick or strong with a mace as you."
The badger picked up his hornbeam limb and hefted it.
"So this is a mace, is it? I never knew a mace looked like this."
Scarlet looked at the hulking young beast with his tree limb.
"If you call it a mace, methinks no beast would argue the point. Warriors like you can be anything they want to be. You are unsure of your true name. I will give you a good name. The mark of the sun is on your face. Your speed is that of lightning. You have your own special weapon. You are Sunflash the Mace."
The badger laughed happily, and standing at his full height, he spun the formidable hornbeam in his paws and roared,
"I have a name! It is a good name! I know who I am! Sunflash the Mace! You lady!"
Scarlet took wing and circled high, calling wildly,
"Cree! Sunflash the Mace! Cree!"
When the Kestrel flew to earth again, Sunflash was away already, backtracking swiftly through the forest. Scarlet winged between the trees after him.
"Sunflash, where do you go?"
he called. The warrior blood was rising in the badger's eyes as he brushed past Scarlet.
"Out of my way!"
he growled.
"I'm going to settle accounts with the ferret!"
"So you go to your death,"
said Scarlet, as he found his perch on the big shoulder and clung doggedly.
"I've told you, swart is too many vermin, even for you. No matter, I've sworn to stay by your side. I go with you, and we will both be slain."
Sunflash halted.
"But what else can I do?"
he said, a bewildered look on his young face.
"Sixclaw is my enemy."
Scarlet was wise for a young Kestrel. He rapped his beak lightly against the skull of Sunflash, saying,
"We can think. You are brave, but headstrong. Why risk your life against the odds when, if we take our time, we can be certain victors one day?"
Sunflash sat down in the snow, leaning his chin on the mace as he gazed at his companion.
"Tell me how we will do this. I will listen and learn."
Thus began the education of Sunflash the Mace. Scarlet outlined his plan, which was simple and should be effective.
"Why run after Swart? He will be coming after us. The ferret will lose face in front of his vermin if he lets you live. Let Sixclaw wear himself out chasing us while we leave this cold land and find warm country where it is green and there's plenty of food. There we can rest and grow strong.